From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A coalition of Syrian rebel fighters led by an al-Qaeda branch took over the last government-held city in northwestern Idlib province bordering Turkey. British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces pulled out of Araya Thursday after bitter fighting with the al-Fatah army. The number of casualties is unclear. Al-Fatah is a rebel coalition led by the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front. Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at two five-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 10. First explosion occurred in the parking lot of the Babylon Hotel late on Thursday, killing 6 people there, wounding 14 others. Moments later, another car bomb struck outside a former Sheraton hotel, killing 4 and wounding 13. No claim of responsibility so far. Libyan tribal leaders wrapped up a 4-day meeting Thursday in Cairo by announcing the creation of a unified council to help find a solution to their strife-torn country. Since longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011, battle-hardened rebels, former rebel groups armed with heavy weapons, have been carving out their own regions inside Libya. Burundi's Catholic Church says it is withdrawing its support of the country's upcoming elections after weeks of political unrest. President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to seek a re-election for a third term sparked weeks of often violent protest in which more than 20 people have died in clashes between protesters and police. Meantime, the European Union is suspending its election observer mission in Burundi. This is VOA News. UN Security Council will meet later today discussing the threat of foreign terrorist fighters both to the conflict zones where they fight and to their home countries when they return. UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
The United Nations estimates that there are between 15 and 20,000 foreign terrorist fighters, or FTFs, maybe even 30,000. The fighters are as young as 14 years old and include women. They come from virtually every corner of the world. The Security Council will assess progress since September, when President Barack Obama presided over the adoption of a resolution intended to halt the flow of FTFs. The resolution called for the implementation of several measures, including the screening of airline passenger lists, disrupting funding to armed groups, and improving the sharing of relevant information among states to stop terrorists from recruiting, planning, or participating in attacks. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Human rights groups say there has been a surge of executions in Saudi Arabia. The country carried out its 89th prisoner execution this week, roughly the total number killed in all of 2014. Human Rights Watch Middle East researcher Adam Kugel says officials are giving no reason for the increase.
Because the Saudi Arabian authorities do not comment publicly on this issue other than to say that under Islamic law it's their right to carry out executions. Because they don't release information, we really don't know for sure why there's been such a rise in the number of those executions over the last, really, 8 to 9 months.
The rise in executions began last August after Islamic State militants attacked cities and towns in Iraq and Syria. Speaking at the 65th annual FIFA Congress in Zurich, Sepp Blatter says the Federation faces more bad news. He warned that the next few months will not be easy.
We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now.
The United States filed charges of lies, corruption, and bribery against 14 current and former top FIFA officials on Wednesday. Prosecutors say sports media executives paid or agreed to pay millions of dollars to the FIFA officials in exchange for marketing rights to tournaments. In U.S. politics, the field of Republican presidential hopefuls has gained another contender, with former New York Governor George Pataki announcing his candidacy Thursday. Pataki, who led the state of New York during the September 2001 terror attacks, kicked off his bid in a YouTube video. There are no frontrunners in the 2016 presidential primary, according to a Thursday poll by Quinnipiac University.
That's the latest world news from VOA.